إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته On the chapter of Al-Nikah of the book Al-Risala by Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani rahimahullah ta'ala. The Sheikh says, وَالنِّكَاءُ التَّفْوِيدِ جَاهِزٌ وَهُوَ أَنْ يَعْقِدَاهُ ولا يذكران صداقا ثم لا يدخل بها حتى يفرض لها فإن فرض لها صداقا مثل لزمها وإن كان أقل فهي مخيرة فإن كرهته فرق بينهما إلا أن يرضيها أو يفرض لها صداق مثلها فيلزمها ونكاح التفويج نكاح التفويج is from the word فوض is to give something to somebody to decide just as we have it وأفوض أمري إلى الله that is my affair and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. So when they say nikah ut-tafwij, is a nikah that the mar is left in the hand of the husband to decide. The sadaq is not mentioned. Nikah ut-tafwij is divided into two. There is what is called tafwid al-bud'i and the other one is tafwid al-mahr. In the case of tafwid al-bud'i, just as we have it in وَفِي بُدْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً when one of you has sex with his wife, it's sadaqah. So tafwid al-budri is when one allows a sex to be slept with by the husband without talking about mar at all. This is called tafwid al-budri. She allows herself to be slept with after the abdu has taken place. But he did not talk about mar at all. In the case of the tafwidul mahar, they talk about mar, but the amount is not agreed upon. How to explain? What will be the mar? So anything you like, you can give me as mar. This is what the tafwid. The lady or the wali of the lady has left everything in the hand of the man to do, to give her anything. This is called the tafwidul mahr. But in the case that they did not speak about mahr at all, they just do abdu nikah. Zawaj tu kabnati. I'm marrying my daughter to you, commit you. I accept. And you have two witnesses or more in the city. This is what act don't come is a complete act. Even why they did not mention what mahar, they did speak about mahar. So you're asking what is Abdul Tam? Because mahar is the right for the baby. It's not one of the shurutu sihatil nikah, one of the conditions of the validity of nikah. So if mahar is not mentioned during Abdul and consummation happens, that does not invalidate the nikah. If mahar is not mentioned during the Abdu, it does not invalidate the nikah. And the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah is something that you have read and read and read. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ إِنْ تَصَبْتُمُ النِّسَىٰ مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّوهُنْ أَوْ تَفْرِضُوا لَأُنَّ فَرِيضًا. There is no sin to divorce women as long as you have not slept with them or you have not mentioned a specific amount as mahar. فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ مَتَاعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give them something. Because Abdu are taking place. Abdu are taking place. And this type of lady they call her al-mutallaqa al-mufawwada. So you give her something just to please her. No consummation. So if consummation takes place, we said what? There is complete mahar. If consummation takes place, there is complete mahar. But there is no consummation, but Abdu has taken place, give her something. Why? Because you have not mentioned a specific amount. So here you have divorced her, so she's mutallaqa. Then mutawwada indicates that what? You have not mentioned a particular thing. But if you have mentioned a particular thing that you are going to give her, a particular thing, then in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ فَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا فَنِسُوا مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَعْفُوَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ. So if you divorce them, وَإِن تَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ before you have sex with them, وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. And you have mentioned a specific amount. فَنِسُمَا فَرَضْتُمْ. You give them half of what you have mentioned. So in this case, mahar has been mentioned. But in the fourth case, mahar is not mentioned. So this is what? The quid. So if mahar is mentioned, but the amount is not mentioned, they say it's the quid of mahar. If mahar is not mentioned at all, they call it what? Tafwidu al-budri. It's like what? A lady gives herself up to be slept with, though she has not collected her rights, or which is what? The mahar. Because the mahar has not been spoken about at all. Unlike where the mahar has been spoken about. Huh? When the mahar is what is mentioned, but the specific amount is not mentioned. So that is what? That is tafwid sometimes. But this is called tafwid al-mahar. If mahar is not talked about at all, it's called what? Tafwidu al-budri. But most of them, they fall under nikahu tafwid. Most of them, they fall under nikahu tafwid. So we have a case where a lady an abdu is done, and the abdu is complete, but there is no mention of mahar at all. This is one case. Another case is what? Abdu is complete, but there is mention of mahar, but no specific amount is mentioned. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alal Musi قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُكْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ. That is, if divorce happens. Then if there is no divorce, how are they going to solve the issue? When you are doing the act, you didn't make mention of what? Of Mars. I thought you didn't say anything about Mars. What is going to be a Mars? So they say, what? Maharul Mesi. We look at the lady at that time of our status. What they take, normally take as Mara at that time. That is what the man is going to give to her. So this they call what? Maharu and Misli. That is the type of Mar that ladies of a right of a status would take with what she would take. I'll be clear. Why? Because both of them, they do not make mention of what? Of the mark. Or if they make mention of the mark, they did not make mention of a specific amount. To avoid this, you have to make mention of a specific amount. But if you do not make mention of a specific amount, or you do not talk about mar at all, that does not mean that the nikah is not valid. That doesn't mean that what? The nikah is not valid. It is clear from this verse. Then it is also clear from some of the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Imam Abu Dawud reported that a woman was married to a man, and this man died, but no consummation and no mar has been mentioned. No consummation, no mar has been mentioned. They now went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu about this case, that a man died and he left behind a woman whom he had not consummated. Huh? And what? No mar has been mentioned. Is there any connection between this incident and the verse of Surah 2 Al-Baqarah? Is there any connection? What is the connection? No consummation and no mar has been mentioned. But if this is, if it is different from that of Surah Al-Baqarah, what is the difference? La. We have the verse, La juna alaykum in talaqtum al-nisa ma lam tamassuhunna aw tafridu lahunna farida. Ha? La juna alaykum in talaqtum al-nisa. In that one, that is, a man died and left behind a woman that he has not consummated, nor has he mentioned a specific mark for her. They have some things in common, which is what? No consummation, no mention of what? Mark. But the difference is that this is what? Wafat, this is talaq. So, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, I will do ijtihad on this matter. If I get it right, alhamdulillah. But if I make a mistake, it's from me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased for me. And I said that the lady, la'a sadaqu, la'a mithlu sadaqi nisa'iyya, she's going to get the type of sadaq that women of our caliber, our status get. La waqsa wa la shafat. No any reduction. Said what? Wa aliyah li'iddah, and she's going to do iddah. Wa laha al-mirath, and she's going to inherit. She will do iddah, despite the fact that what? No consummation. And she's going to inherit, because what? She's the wife of the man. The man did not divorce her. So you can't prevent her from inheriting the man. Despite the fact that what? The woman has not come to the house of the... And that's why the issue of nikah is something that we should take seriously. Once you tell somebody that I've given my daughter to you as a wife, huh? And you have what? Shuhada, yes. Whether two persons or so, Amdu has complete, has been completed. So you can't say, okay, I'm no longer giving her to you anymore. You don't have the right anymore. The man is more rightful to her than you. That is, He has more right on that lady than you. Only in the case of what? In the case of who is going to be responsible for the eating and what? And the like. If the lady has not moved to the man's house, you have to say more on her. But if she has moved, then the man has more say. But you, the say that you have here does not go to the level of what? The level of saying, I'm no longer giving you my daughter again. No. If at all you want to do something like that, you have to tell the lady to sit for what? Kulru. You tell the lady to sit for Kulru. But for you to say, okay, no, my daughter is no more marrying you, you can't do that. Because talaqun jidduhunna jiddun wa asluhunna jidd. Three things, when you are serious about them, they are taken seriously. And when you are not serious about them, they are taken seriously. One of them is what? An-nikah. Likewise, at-talaq. Huh? Wal-ataq. And the setting free is place. How to declare. Now, what I'm trying to say in essence is that this lady is going to inherit the man because the man did not do talaq. No consummation yet. And the lady is going to do ijjah. The lady is going to do ijjah. But if it is talaq, no ijjah unless there is consummation. And now if you look at the verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha nakahtumul mu'minat, thumma talaqtumuhunna. Oh, you believe, if you marry the believing women, then you divorce them, min qabli an tamassuhunna, before having sex with them. فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَحْتَدُّونَهَا. There is no any عِدَّة. There is no any what? عِدَّة that they are going to do. فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَحْتَدُّونَهَا. There is no any عِدَّة. فَمَتِّعُونَّ وَصَرِّحُونَّ صَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. Give them something, but no عِدَّة. Why? Because this is the people of what? Talaq. The reason that they would do عِدَّة is if what? If you have what? Have sex with them. But now you have not access to them. Or you have not been in seclusion with them. Don't forget you said what? The fatwa of the Khulafa Rashidun. Likewise, Ali radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu. The fatwa is that what? Man arka, man agla qobaban, aw arka sidran, faqad wajaba at sadaq. So that is what is compulsory. Not only that, but sabatat al-izzah, they are going to the izzah. Because the lady that you are in seclusion with, you can't really tell what transpires. You may say, I will not have sex with her. Huh? You may have had sex with her. So nobody sees that. So the Sharia, and this is the fatwa of the Khulafa al-Rashidun and the companions, that is not only restricted to having sex. If the execution is taken as what? As if you have had sex with them. There is going to be iddah in the execution. And that's why we should avoid some things that we do. Brothers and sisters, some of them have what? The intention of marrying one another. And we in execution. No, this is wrong. This is wrong. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَقْلُوَنَّ رَجُلْ لِمُرَاتٍ لَكَانَ ثَالِثَهُمَا شَيْطَانٍ. There shouldn't be any speculation. So, because if Agdo takes place and there is speculation, she's going to do Ijda. She's going to do Ijda because there is speculation. What about speculation without Amd? This is what? Minor Zina. This is minor Zina. And that's why we should understand this. May Allah save us from this. So, we should differentiate between talaq and wafat. They are two different things. They are two different things. Now we have this case. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu passed his judgment. When he passed his judgment, somebody now got up and he said, Ashhad anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qada fi dirwa. Or Barwa, some scholars will call it Barwa, some people will say Birwa. Qadha fi Birwa bint Washik bi mithli ma qadaita. I testify that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed similar judgment as to what you have passed concerning a woman called Dirwa, the daughter of Washi, one of the women in our tribe. That if she lost her husband and the marriage between both of them had not been consummated, nothing has been mentioned of Mar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said she's going to have the Mar that women of a caliber we have, and there's going to be what? Rizqa, and there's going to be Mira. So Ibn Masud was so happy when he heard it. Because the fatwa that he gave is what? It is old Ijtihad. But somebody, another companion who witnessed a situation that he did not witness, now confirmed his position. And that's why the companions at times they will do Ijtihad on some things. But when a companion does an Ijtihad, can we knock the Ijtihad of the companion away? Knock it off? No. Because they are more godly than us, and they understand the text more than us. Unless if that Ijtihad of the companion contradicts another Ijtihad of another companion, maybe a senior companion like himself, or it contradicts a clear text of the Quran. If it doesn't contradict a clear text of the Quran or clear text of the Sunnah, it is better for you as a believer to follow what the companion says. The position of a companion should supersede the position of any other scholar that comes after them. And this is what? This is Salafiyya. Because when you say you are a Salafi, it means you are following the Salafi's story. But when you hear that companion say something and you knock it away, and you cannot bring evidence than so and so scholar say, it is common sense. That scholar cannot be greater than that companion. But if there is a clear text that the fatwa of the companion contradicts, maybe of the Quran or the Sunnah, a clear text, or there is a contrary position from a companion, another companion, then you can say what the mas'ala in this case is what? Ijtihadiyya. But it should be established that the companions, they also do Ijtihad. And they are likely to what? To make mistakes. Because they are human beings as well. But for you to say, okay, that position of Ibn Abbas, I disagree with you, with it. You have to know the one who is speaking. Who are you? Are you a companion? You say you disagree with the fatwa of Abdullah ibn Abbas. So, this is what some people do today. That when a companion says something, you say what? It is a idea. Jew, Christian, whatever. You can just knock it off like that. You cannot be more serious about the thing than the companion. So what you want to just really knock away that it is what? It's idea. Are you telling us that the companions do not know what they are saying? So it's something that when you stick to this, it guides us in a lot of things. Your salafiyya will not be something that is not balanced. Because that time you say salafiyya, salafiyya, but to knock what the companions, what they say, will knock it away. Just like somebody will knock away maybe a hadith or knock away some other some statements of some companions, and you are accusing that it's not a salaf. But you are not doing nothing. So this should be what is very good principle. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud did his Ijtihad, and somebody brought a hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go corroborate what he had said. Abu Dawud also brought another report from Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu. He said that a woman came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She needed a husband, and a man was also in need of a wife. And the Messenger of Allah said, "Atarto an uzawijaka fulana." Are you okay if I marry this person to you? And he asked the woman, "Atardaina an uzawijaka fulana." Are you okay if I marry so and so person to you? This is Islam. Despite the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a leader, is the head of the state, is the Messenger of Allah, it does not say, okay, Sister Labaja, this is the person that you are going to marry. And you have to watch. This is not Islam. It's not Islam. Let us see Let somebody marry the person that he or she wants for love. But for you to say in our society, this is how we do it, we really want to look for a husband for you. What type of society is that? That will be better than Islam that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought? No, this is wrong. أَتَرْضَنُ ذَوِيْجَكَ فُلَانَ أَتَرْضَيْنَ أَنُ ذَوِيْجَكِ فُلَانَ. Are you happy? Are you okay if I marry someone so person to you? And both of them said yes. فَزَوَّجَ رُسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَحْدَمُ مَا صَحِبَ. The Messenger of Allah married the other person to the other. But this man, لَمْ يَفْرُضْ لَهَا صَدَاقًا, did not make mention of what? Of صَدَاق. That I'm going to give you one so that. So both of them were like that. This man later participated in Hudaybiyah, in Sulh of Hudaybiyah. And some of those who participated in Sulh of Hudaybiyah, they gave them some shares in Khaybar. When this man was about to die, he now called the people. He said, Ushridukum anni a'kwaytuha. I'm going to make you as witness that I'm giving her sahli bi khaybar li sadaqiha. That is, I'm going to give her my share, my portion of khaybar, as part of as sadaq. So I want to make you as witness to this. So this call, as I said, is another evidence of what is called the switch of Almar or the food and buddhism is permissible in the jail. Absolutely. So, for someone to say the Nikah is invalid, why? He didn't make mention of marriage. He didn't make mention of marriage. So the Nikah is invalid. This is what? Statement of somebody who does not understand the fiqh. Mar never a condition for the validity, unless if both of them say you want to marry each other or one another without mar. Huh? These scholars, they differ on it. Some scholars of the opinion that act is batil. Second scholar said the act is sahih. But that sharpun is what? Sharpun batil. It's not sharpun batil. The shartu is not, it's null and void, but the akdu is sahih. But some scholars said what? Both of them, both the akdu and the shartu, both of them are batilan. They are batilan, no, they don't have it. This is a statement of scholars. I have to explain. So when they both agree that I'm going to marry you, you are going to marry me, but no mahar, this is wrong. It is only allowed for the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمُرَأَةَ مُؤْمِنَةً إِنْ وَعَبَتْ نَفْطَ عَلِ النَّبِيِّ إِنْ أَرَادَ النَّبِيُّ أَنْ يَنْكِحَهَا خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So this is permissible for the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. If a lady gives herself up to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم without marriage, it's permissible. But is it permissible for the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم? Some say, the nikah, the adu is sahih. But if that shart is mentioned, it is possible. Now another issue. Both of them did not make mention of it. Or they made mention of it. They made mention of it. But later the woman said, I'm giving you. Later, after they have what? They started their marital life. So the lady said, I want to give up my man. Is that permissible? Huh? Yeah, it's alright. It's not a shart between both of them. It's not a shart between both of them. Now, the man has the intention that he's going to pay mahar, but the lady just surprised him that, don't worry, leave it later. But from inception, this is not permissible. This is not permissible. So what we're trying to say in essence is that what? Mahar is not a condition for the validity of the nikah, unless if both of them is stipulated from his lesson that I know it has not been to the mark. Then in this case, it is either we say what it is batil, or we say it is sahih. For the shartu is what a batil, as we said. So he says, وَنِكَاهُ التَّفْوِيدِ جَائِزٌ. Nikahu التَّفْوِيدِ is permissible. وَهُوَ أَنْ يَعْقِدَاهُ. This is for both of them to tie the marriage knot. وَلَا يَذْكُرَانِ صَدَاقٌ. And they won't make mention of صَدَاق. ثُمَّ لَا يَذْكُرُ بِهَا. Then the man will not consummate it حَتَّى يَفْرُضَ لَهَا, until he makes mention of صَدَاق. Is that clear? فَإِنْ فَرَضَ لَهَا صَدَاقٌ لِمِثْلِ. If he mentions to her صَدَاقُ الْمِثْلِ لَازِمَهَا, then it is now binding on her, because they did not make mention at the inception. وَإِنْ كَانَ أَقَلَّ. If it is less than what she expects, فَهِيَ مُخَيَّرَةٌ. She has what? The choice. فَإِنْ كَرِهَا تُو. If it says that, فُرِّقَ بَيْنَهُمَا. They will be separated. إِلَّا يُرْضِيَهَا. Unless if it pleases her, أَوْ يَفْضُ لَهَا صَدَاقُ مِثْلِهَا. Or he mentions to her the صَدَاق of her, of the ladies of her status. فَالْزَمْوَا. In that situation, it is compulsory on her. Now, there is what is called the tafwid, as I have mentioned. But at times, a man may say, okay, I'm going to marry you, but he didn't say later I will give you mahr. The man promises that what, he will give the mahr instantly. That is, as in, don't you argue, you give the lady. Does the lady have the right not to allow the man to touch her or sleep with her before paying the mahr? That is, the man agrees that he's going to pay the mahr now. He didn't defer the mahr. Does the lady have the right not to allow a sex to be slept with before the man, until the man pays the mahr? Yes. No. Now, if you say yes, it is our right. And the man never said what? I'm going to defer it. The man never said that. So the woman is expecting that, okay, this is my mark. And the man doesn't talk anything about the mark. He didn't say, I'll pay you, I'll give you later. So the woman may say what? I'm not going to allow you to touch me until I get my mark. Because the man did not utter anything that has to do with what? The Senate. But if she's pleased with what? Allowing the man to touch her before the mark, then she doesn't have the right to what? To say no again. Because she has said what? Okay, you can touch me before you give me the mark. She can't say what? I'm no longer in support of that, because she has what? Consented. So scholars, they will bring up things like that. Both of them have agreed on a mar, and the man never said he's going to be defeated. The man may say, I'm not going to allow you to touch me until what? You give me the mar. So this is what? All right. But the validity of the nikah, this is not something that is debated. وَإِذَا صَدَّ أَحْدُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ فُتِخَ النِّكَاءُ بِالطَّلَاقِ. If one of the two spouses, فُتِخَ ارْتَدَّ, that is apostatized, فُتِخَ النِّكَاءُ, the nikah will be revoked, by طَلَاق. Some have said without talak. Some scholars said what? Without talak. Now, a Muslima doesn't be under a kafir. A Muslima doesn't be under a kafir. وَلَا تُنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا. Don't marry your daughters to mushrikun حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا, until they become believers. ولا عبد مؤمن خير من مشرك. For you to marry your daughter to a slave, a believing slave, is better than you giving your daughter to a free castle. And Allah also said, وَلَا تُنْكِحُ وَلَا تَنْكِحُ وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ. Do not marry mushrikat حَتَّى يُمِنَّ until they believe. So you, as a Muslim man, don't marry a mushrika. The only exception is the Christian and the Jew. But on condition that what? They are free and they are changed. We have talked about this. Because you just fall in love with a girl, you have to be careful. You can't marry a mushrika, an idolatrous woman, you can't marry her. And if she's a Nasraniya or a Yahudi, she must be chaste and free. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اليوم أحل لكم طيبات وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم وطعامكم حل لهم. والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم. محصنات, محصنات chaste. Likewise, free. Those who are free. So now we have a husband and a wife, both of them Muslims. One of them now apostatizes. The one that apostatizes has become what? A kafir or a kafir. So you as a believer, you can't keep watch. You can't abort a murtadda. You as a believing man, you can't abort a murtadda. And she as a believing woman cannot be under a kafir. Now, are they going to do talah? Some say they have to do talah. Some say there is no need. The Sharia has what? Separated them already. The Sharia has separated them. Because Allah says, وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا بِعِصَمِ الْكَوَافِرِ وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا بِعِصَمِ الْكَوَافِرِ. Don't put the kuffar under you. Unless if they are what? Christians or Jews. So that this are what? Exception. And they must be what? Chaste and free. So, if you look at this, you see it is an odd, a big issue. You know, you see a man whose wife has apostatized. This will be going to church, and the man will be going to mosque. And most of them will see themselves as what? Husband and wife. Is that correct? It's wrong. It's wrong. Both of them are no longer husband and wife. Because Ridda has come, with Ridda, they are separated. So this is what the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala is summarizing for us here. وَإِذَا صَدَّحَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ فُتِخَ النِّكَاءُ بِطَلَاقٍ وَقَدْ قِيلَ بِغَيْرِ طَلَاقٍ. Some said with talaq or without talaq. So what is clear is that the Sharia has separated them. The Sharia has separated them. There is no need for talaq. The Sharia has also separated them. So some scholars said, he must divorce her. Now come here, I what? And she has apostatized to Christianity and we can marry a Christian. No. A Christian is not a murtadda. They have two different words. Ruling. You can marry a Christian woman, but you can't marry, you can't keep a murtadda. A murtadda is worse than a Christian. She's worse than a Jewish woman. Because she apostatized. You can't keep her. So won't it with the ring of the religion that she has been apostatizing to? It's what? We treat her with the ring of somebody committing apostasy. So there are two different things. Yes, she's a kafira, but she was a murtadda. How is it clear? So inshallah, we'll stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge and may subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with this as our ash. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka lahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you.